The New South Wales government has reversed its policy to retrospectively change the state's solar rebate scheme. Solar companies and customers say they're delighted, but the industry says this doesn't mean that its future is assured. A large solar panel retailer went into receivership yesterday, and industry representatives say more will follow unless a national feed-in tariff is established to provide market certainty. Barbara Miller has our report.
How quickly the tide turns. For weeks, the solar industry and customers have accused Barry O'Farrell of being morally bankrupt. Now they can't thank him enough. Julia Thompson and her husband spent around $40,000 installing solar panels in their Sydney home under the 60 cent a kilowatt hour scheme.
We are just delighted with that, and we just want to thank him so much for making this decision, because this will affect the way that we go forward now, because we can now afford our returns on our investment, which we didn't think we would be able to. So thank you.
Look, the Premier's announcement is fantastic.
John Grimes is the CEO of the Australian Solar Energy Society. He says while today is a good day for the industry, the future is a lot less certain.
Unfortunately, it's very bleak. In New South Wales today, there is no feed-in tariff scheme. So in October last year, it dropped from 60 to 40, then quickly to 20. From the 29th of April, there has been no feed-in tariff in New South Wales. It means that if you buy solar panels, you'll get nothing for the electricity they produce. In fact, you'll donate it free of charge to the grid. That needs to be rectified. The government needs to put in place a fair price for solar and save the 8,000 jobs that are currently under the axe in New South Wales.
Why should the solar industry be given that help?
Well, today, a solar power that's fed into the grid from a new installation is donated to the utility. So the utilities turn around, they'll sell it back to you or to your neighbour and make huge windfall profits in the process. That's not fair, particularly if we're looking to transition to a low carbon economy in the future. We need this technology that will power our economy without producing harmful emissions. So it makes eminent sense to support this sector.
Confirmation of the New South Wales government's change of mind on the solar bonus scheme came as one of the country's biggest solar panel retailers, Clear Solar, announced it was going into receivership. John Grimes from the Australian Solar Energy Society says more bad news will follow.
Unless a fair rate for solar is put in place immediately, scores of those companies, potentially hundreds, will go to the wall in the coming weeks.
Thomas Bywater is an engineer with the solar company Greenforce Energy.
If we could get some certainty around a net tariff, that would be really positive for the industry going forward.
You're on a roof installing some panels now, is that right?
That's right.
So orders are still coming through?
Yes, these orders result from the 20 cent tariff that was in place until April. But after July, we see the future as a little bit uncertain for residential customers.
Have you had to downsize at all with the scaling back of the scheme?
Yes, we've had to downsize. So we'll be losing some staff come June 30.
What proportion of your staff?
We'll be losing about a third of our staff at that point.
Even with this announcement today?
Well, that announcement is really positive for installed systems, but certainly we're still looking for certainty for future systems that have not yet been installed. For those customers who are building houses right now or looking at purchasing properties, what options might be available to them? That's what we're worried about.
Rebate schemes in many other states and territories are still accepting new customers. John Grimes from the Australian Solar Energy Society fears that could change.
New South Wales has been a weather vane, if you like. It's the canary in the coal mine. When it comes to solar policy. Solar rebates have been wound back in just about every state and territory. It's time now for a coordinated national feed-in tariff approach that pays a fair but sustainable rate for solar to allow the industry to continue and get off the boom and bust roller coaster ride that we've been on for the last 5 years.
The National Solar Credit Scheme, which helps with the upfront costs of installing solar panels, is also being wound back from the beginning of July.
Barbara Miller reporting.